Pinkies, boys and girls. What is going on, you ask? Well, my window is steaming up, and you can hear some lovely classical music. Oh my goodness, I can't see a single thing. Gotta get some airflow here. Sorry, Pinkies. Just let me exhaust some warm, moist air, and then I will explain everything that's going on. I've come up into a dead end. Fuck. Fucking dead ends in this town. We'll just sneak down a lane, down a gravel lane. Obviously, I'm in some place where I've never been before, so there's another clue for you. We're driving around the back lanes to pick up a deal on some contraband materials. Okay, we'll turn that guy off. All right, I made it out. I can put my gun away. We are free. We are away from the... Poor bastard had to stop. Sorry, big truck. Okay, go, car, go. All right, so, Pinkies, we are driving the Manuel today. The weather is fucking horrible. The roads are wet. I'm telling you, it's been downpours like crazy around here. Oh, I gotta get gas, too. Oh, man. Where should I get gas? I guess we'll get gas near the house. How about that? You might hear some squeaking because I got the front seat full of contraband material. Can you hear that? It's a big gigantic box flopping around. Wait till we do some power slides. That box is gonna knock me out and we're gonna drive into the ditch. So here we are, Pinkies. This will probably be the last podcast of nonsense from the Pink Wheel Nuts, from inside the Pink Wheel Nuts car, before we get to Las Vegas, because, you know, life is pretty busy. I've got something like 15 days. 8 of those days will be work days. 1 day will be a travel day. What's that leave? 6 days. 6 days of preparations. So I gotta get busy. It's a big shopping day today. I've already, as I mentioned, acquired my discount contraband material from the behind a dumpster at the back of an auto body shop. So that's one task done. Went and did my big Costco run. So we'll have Mr. Anderson, I'll just be able to throw a bunch of food onto the floor for Mr. Anderson when I take off for Las Vegas. So he'll be scrabbling around with the kibbles, just like the dog. So I got to make sure we're prepared for that, because you know you can't you can't leave a dog or a Mr. Anderson unattended for more than 5 days without having some problems. So that's what I've been up to. That's what I've been up to today. I gotta tell you, people drive way too fast in this horrible, horrible weather. Like, I was just driving in downpours, like monsoons, and people are doing 70 miles an hour in fucking driving through a hurricane. What is the matter? Nobody's got their lights on. All these gray cars with no fucking taillights. In a, with a gray overcast sky. What the hell is the matter with you people? Turn your lights on and slow down for Christ's sake. Excuse me while I accelerate. Oh my goodness. So I guess I gotta figure out what my route is. Where am I going? Now that I've gotten out of the back lanes. So I helped Musing Mark move. Let me tell you something. That guy, his idea of moving is like my idea of a weekend out to the park. He only had 8 boxes or something like that. I could have moved them in my Porsche, for Christ's sake. Oh well, more power to ya. Meanwhile, I'm out buying more crap to jam into my house. I want to thank Ranger John for allowing the extraneous car sounds to appear in his recent podcast. Thank you, John. I did appreciate that. So you can do that anytime. Ranger John driving around in his Fiat, who needs a new name. Like Luigi. Or Vincenzo. That's what I was thinking for you, Ranger John. Vincenzo. That'd be a great name for your little Mr. Fiat. That's my recommendation. Lots of puddling out here, folks. Hydroplaning. Me with my shitty tires. Shitty, shitty tire, shitty tire. Grab a gear, go faster. All right, folks, hang on to your hats. Here we go. Nice power slide. I'm telling you, this car is so nice to control. Unbelievable how you can adjust the wheel spin. I love it. I love it. Because, you know, sometimes you want a little, you want to back off on the power to reduce the amount of force that you're putting to the rear wheels. Sometimes you need to skid instead of spin. It's very controllable. You can just do that with throttle. If you get right into the sweet spot in the RPM range, like 3500 RPMs, you can get compression out of this car. If you need less wheel spin, if you need to do like a compression brake slide and then add power, and get some forward momentum force, it's just magnificent. Oh, scary! Pretty scary. It's very, very rainy. It is. There's a lot of water on this road. Oh my goodness me. You can probably hear the rain on the winder. We're gonna fucking die, people. We're gonna fucking die. All for the want of some dog food from Costco. We don't have any gas in this car either, so the front end is really light right now. I gotta work out when I'm gonna get tires for this car. Oh my god, I got so many expenses this year. Got the BMW fixed, gotta get fixed. Gotta get tires for an old Manuel. Manuel needs a bit of engine work. The poor thing. Let's just hope it stays together. Just stay together for 4 more months, Manuel. That's all I need out of you. Then I'll get you all spiffed up. All right, here we go. Off the line against the Toyota Tundra. No, what is it? A Toyota, some sort of SUV. Little puny SUV. Let's see how this woman drives. Lady, you're going too fast. 50 miles an hour. In a 40 mile an hour zone. It's a Highlander. People are driving way too fast for this weather. 65 miles an hour in a 40 mile an hour zone on a super, super wet, rainy, slippery, water puddly road. What are you doing, people? That's gotta be unsettling to you, listener. Just a scream. No crash sounds, though. Oh my goodness. It is fucking gray. Visibility is down to like a half mile. Can't see a thing. Cars driving around with no lights on. Oh my goodness. What are you gonna do, Faye? Sorry, buddy. I gotta come in on you a bit here. Man, it's wet out here. Holy camoles. I don't mind to tell you, as George in Atlanta would say, I don't mind to tell you, it's fucking scary out here. I'm scared for my life. We're entering into the roundabout. You've heard me talk about roundabouts. You know how I love the roundabout. I have to follow a big, slow, dumb truck. A delivery truck. So, Ray, hello, Waffles. I just want to say thank you for all the car talk on your Hello Waffles with the daytime running lights and the parts store and the dude, the kid in the parts store with the broken car. It's very exciting for me. I really enjoyed that one too. Thank you, Hello Waffles crew. So, you know, apparently I think that the Hello Waffles are coming to Las Vegas. They haven't given me a Pride 48 shuttle request from the airport, which leads me to believe that they're driving their unnamed vehicle. They have not identified what kind of car they're driving. You know, people, if you're going to talk about your car on your podcast, I need to know what kind of car it is. How do you expect me to slot you into the little box that I think you should be in by the, if you don't tell me what kind of car you drive? I can't judge you if you don't give me any ammunition, for Christ's sake. Anyway, it seems to me that the Hello Waffles boys are probably driving to Las Vegas. So that leads me to question, well, how come I have not yet received a message saying that JR wants to volunteer to drive people? Because, you know, I can use volunteer drivers. You know, JR loves people. I'm sure he would love to get out and meet some people to pick up at the airport and drive them around. What else is he going to be doing? He's just going to sit in his room and be miserable. Come on, JR. Step up. Step up to the plate. Be a playa. If you guys did give me a Pride 48 shuttle request, I'd dress up like a clown for you, because I know how you love clowns. Oh, goodness me. I'm still stuck behind this fucking stupid truck. Okay, let's get rid of this guy. Goodbye, truck. Get rid of your gears. I don't have enough gears. Oh, dear, Gussie. Too much going on in this cockpit. And folks, I gotta talk about this BFO coupon. Oh, where the fuck am I? Oh, sorry, buddy. A little bit lost. Still lost in the back lanes of the backdoor deals place here. God, what horrible weather. Horrible weather, horrible roads, behind schedule. Can we talk about the big fatty coupon? You know this thing, the whatever, Wednesday, going to the Vons East, and like, now how are we supposed to track all of this? Like, I'm not sure that I'm capturing enough metrics on this coupon thing, because, you know, he's gonna come up with some fucking bizarre question next year for the winner of the whatever the fucking contest is for the fucking BFO coupon. So I just realized I'm only tracking the savings. I'm not tracking the amount spent. And there's got to be some... He's going to ask for some bizarre algorithm, like how many Wednesdays did he spend more than $22 or save more than $22? That's going to be the question. And I'm going to have to rebuild my database so that I can calculate and extrapolate and permutate the whatever the bizarre question's going to be. I'm getting worried now. I should have been capturing more data on this BFO coupon. I'd like to know what other people are doing. How are you recording the coupon data? I'm afraid that I don't think I'm doing it properly. I'm very scared. Anyway, we're going to have to build some sort of program to help me track and extrapolate the data. I wonder if he'll answer questions in Las Vegas about... wonder if he'll let it out what the secret question's gonna be. We all gotta prod Big Fatty for the secret question. Okay, so I guess, let's see now. Pride 48, people. Follow on Twitter the Pride 48 shuttle so that you'll know what's going on with the shuttle. Sometimes the shuttle will be offline and not operating because we'll be participating in some events. And if you've requested a ride from the shuttle, then I will hopefully tweet that I'm coming to get you. I will tell you though, people, you know, I have forgotten very important dignitaries that I was picking them up. So be warned, the shuttle is can be unreliable. And another word about Pride 48. You people, you know, there's a lot going on, and you're going to be thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to do this and that, I'm going to go to do this event, I'm going to go to this place. But it is hectic, folks, it is very hectic. So if you haven't been to Pride 48 before, like, don't get all tied up thinking that you're going to do 18 million things. You got to leave some wiggle room. Take it from a pro. You're not going to be able to do everything that you think you're going to be able to do there. There's just too much going on. So don't over extend yourself. And just go with the flow, people. Hang out with people you wouldn't normally hang out with. And make sure you bring some costumes, because it's going to be a fun weekend. We got to get some... You got to be doing your dress-ups. This is the most fun part. Make sure you bring something for the pink carpet. If you're not dressing up for the pink carpet, then you shouldn't be coming to Pride 48 Las Vegas. Grippy. Very grippy in that corner. With all this rain, you expect the corners to be a little more slick. All right, folks, well, I think that's enough nattering from me. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Check out my show Saturday noon on at Pride 48. I don't know what fucking day that is. Saturday noon, whatever, Saturday the, who knows, 20th maybe? And you'll hear me on some other shows. I'm on the Brenda Boo show, I think. Don't forget to listen to The Pink Carpet at 7 p.m. Eastern on Friday the 19th. And make your Pride 48 shuttle request. Get them in now because I'm running out of slots, baby. So if I can't fill your slot, then you're going to be out of luck. All right, thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Listen for the arrival in the ditch right at this corner, right here. There you go. Just like that. You gotta manhandle this car a little bit, I think. I think it likes to be a little more roughnecked. Scruff of the neck. Take it by the scruff of the neck. Kind of like Wes Stone, the way Wes Stone likes it.